Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about title commitments and surveys. We covered how to read them, what red flags to look for, and how to resolve issues before closing. Today, we're talking about lease abstracts and tenant analysis. At CREI Partners, you're not just buying a building, you're buying a stream of cash flows. And those cash flows come from tenants. We look at lease analysis as cash flow verification, not paperwork. If you don't understand your leases and your tenants, you don't understand your investment. A lease abstract is a summary of the key terms in each lease. It tells you the rent, the lease term, the renewal options, and other important provisions. Tenant analysis is the process of evaluating the quality and stability of your tenant base. It tells you who's paying rent, how long they've been there, and whether they're likely to renew. If you skip this step during due diligence, you could buy a property with problem tenants, unfavorable lease terms, or hidden liabilities. I've seen investors buy properties without reading the leases. They assumed the rent roll was accurate. They assumed the tenants were stable. They assumed the leases were standard, and they were wrong. They discovered after closing that tenants had free rent periods, or that the landlord was responsible for expensive repairs, or that tenants had the right to terminate early. These surprises destroyed their returns. So today, I'm going to teach you how to review lease abstracts, how to analyze your tenant base, and what red flags to look for. Let's dive in. What is a lease abstract? A lease abstract is a summary of the key terms in a lease. A lease abstract highlights the most important business terms, but it should always be verified against the actual lease. A lease abstract typically includes tenant name, unit number and square footage, lease commencement date, lease expiration date, base rent, current and any scheduled increases, security deposit, renewal options, number of options, terms, and rent adjustments, termination rights, early termination clauses, if any, tenant improvement allowances, landlord and tenant responsibilities, who pays for repairs, maintenance, utilities, etc., rent escalations, annual increases, CPI adjustments, etc., concessions, free rent, reduced rent, waived fees, etc., special provisions, parking, storage, exclusive use rights, etc. Sellers may provide lease abstracts, but buyers often create or verify their own abstracts during due diligence. You should never rely solely on the seller's lease abstract. You need to verify the lease abstract against the actual lease. And you need to read the full lease for any unusual or complex provisions. Why lease abstracts matter? Lease abstracts matter for three reasons. One, they tell you what you're actually buying. The rent roll shows you what tenants are supposed to pay. The lease abstract shows you what they're actually obligated to pay under the lease. If the rent roll says a tenant pays $1,500 per month, but the lease says they have 2 months of free rent, your actual income is lower than the rent roll shows. Two, they identify hidden liabilities. Leases can contain provisions that create unexpected costs or liabilities. Examples include landlord obligations to make expensive repairs or improvements, tenant rights to terminate early, rent concessions or abatements, landlord paid utilities or services, If you don't identify these provisions during due diligence, they'll surprise you after closing. 3. They help you evaluate tenant quality. The lease terms tell you a lot about the tenant. Long-term leases with creditworthy tenants are valuable. Short-term leases with weak tenants are risky. Leases with favorable terms, annual rent increases, limited landlord obligations, are better than leases with unfavorable terms, flat rent, extensive landlord obligations. How to review lease abstracts. Here's how experienced sponsors review lease abstracts during due diligence. Step 1. Compare the lease abstract to the rent roll. The first step is to compare the lease abstract to the rent roll. Make sure the tenant name matches, the unit number matches, the rent amount matches, the lease term matches, the move-in date matches. If you find discrepancies, that's a red flag. You need to review the actual lease to determine which document is correct. Step 2. Verify the lease abstract against the actual lease. Never rely solely on the seller's lease abstract. You need to verify it against the actual lease. Read the lease carefully. Make sure the lease abstract accurately summarizes the key terms. Look for provisions that aren't included in the lease abstract. Sellers sometimes omit unfavorable provisions from the lease abstract. Step 3. Identify lease expirations. Look at when the leases expire. If a large percentage of leases expire within the next 12 months, that's a risk. You'll need to renew those tenants or find new ones. Lease rollover risk affects your cash flow and your ability to refinance or sell the property. Step 4. Identify rent concessions. Look for rent concessions like free rent, reduced rent, or waived fees. Concessions reduce your effective rent. You need to account for them in your underwriting. Step 5. Identify landlord obligations. Look for provisions that require the landlord to pay for repairs, improvements, or services. Common landlord obligations include tenant improvement allowances, common area maintenance obligations, repair responsibilities, utility reimbursements, tenant improvement commitments. These obligations reduce your net operating income. Step 6. Identify tenant rights. Look for provisions that give tenants special rights. Common tenant rights include early termination rights, renewal options at below market rents, exclusive use rights, first right of refusal to purchase the property, options to expand into additional space. These rights can limit your flexibility and affect the property's value. Step 7. Calculate effective rent. Effective rent is the actual rent you're collecting after accounting for concessions, free rent periods, and tenant improvement allowances. Here's one way to think about the all-in economics of the lease. 1. Start with the total rent the tenant will pay over the lease term. 2. Subtract any concessions, free rent, reduced rent, etc. 3. Subtract any tenant improvement allowances or landlord-paid improvements. 4. Divide by the number of months in the lease term. This gives you the effective monthly rent. For example, a tenant signs a 12-month lease at $1,500 per month. They receive 1 month of free rent and a $3,000 tenant improvement allowance. Total rent over 12 months. $1,500 times 12 equals $18,000. Subtract free rent. $18,000 minus $1,500 equals $16,500. Subtract TI allowance. $16,500 minus $3,000 equals $13,500. Effective monthly rent. $13,500 divided by 12 equals $1,125. The effective rent is $1,125 per month, not $1,500. Free rent directly reduces effective rent. Tenant improvement allowances should also be accounted for in underwriting, though they are often treated separately as leasing costs. What is tenant analysis? Tenant analysis is the process of evaluating the quality and stability of your tenant base. You're trying to answer 3 questions. 1. Who are my tenants? Demographics, creditworthiness, stability. 2. How long have they been here? Tenure, turnover. 3. Are they likely to renew? Satisfaction, lease terms, market conditions. Tenant analysis helps you understand the risk in your cash flows. Strong, stable tenants reduce risk. Weak, transient tenants increase risk. How to conduct tenant analysis? Here's how to conduct tenant analysis. Step 1. Review tenant payment history. Ask the seller for a tenant payment history for the past 12 to 24 months. This shows you which tenants pay on time, which tenants are frequently late, which tenants have outstanding balances, which tenants have been evicted or given notice. Tenants with a history of late payments or non-payment are high risk. Step 2. Review tenant turnover. Calculate the tenant turnover rate. Turnover rate equals number of move-outs in the past 12 months divided by the total number of units. For example, a 30-unit property had 12 move-outs in the past 12 months. Turnover rate equals 12 divided by 30 equals 40%. Compare the property's turnover rate to the market average. If it's significantly higher, investigate why. High turnover is expensive. Every time a tenant moves out, you lose rent and pay for make-ready costs. Step 3. Review tenant tenure. Look at how long tenants have been at the property. Long-term tenants are more stable and more likely to renew. Short-term tenants are more likely to move. If average tenant tenure is unusually short relative to the asset class and submarket, that's worth investigating. Step 4. Review tenant demographics. Understand who your tenants are. For residential properties, review whatever anonymized or aggregated tenant information is available, such as income ranges, employment patterns, or payment history. For commercial properties, consider industry, business size, financial strength, lease guarantees. Strong tenants with stable income are less likely to default. Step 5. Talk to tenants. If appropriate and permitted during due diligence, speak with tenants or on-site staff to better understand tenant satisfaction and renewal likelihood. Ask them, how long have you lived here? What do you like about the property? What would you change? Are you planning to renew your lease? How responsive is management to maintenance requests? Tenant feedback gives you valuable insights into the property's condition, management quality, and tenant satisfaction. Step 6. Review lease expiration schedule. Create a lease expiration schedule that shows when each lease expires. This helps you identify lease rollover risk. If 50% of your leases expire in the next 12 months, you have significant rollover risk. You'll need to renew those tenants or find new ones. Lease rollover risk affects your cash flow, your ability to refinance, and your exit strategy. Renewal probability depends not just on lease terms, but also on tenant satisfaction, market rents, and competing supply. Red flags in lease abstracts and tenant analysis. Here are the red flags to look for. Red flag 1. Lease abstract doesn't match the rent roll. If the lease abstract shows different rent, lease terms, or tenant names than the rent roll, that's a problem. You need to verify which document is correct by reviewing the actual lease. Red flag 2. Lease abstract doesn't match the actual lease. If the lease abstract omits important provisions or misrepresents the lease terms, that's a major red flag. It suggests the seller is trying to hide unfavorable lease terms. Red flag 3. High percentage of leases expiring soon. If a large percentage of leases expire within the next 12 months, that's a risk. You'll need to renew those tenants or find new ones. And if market conditions are weak, you may have to offer concessions to retain tenants. Red flag 4. Excessive rent concessions. If a large percentage of tenants received rent concessions, free rent, reduced rent, etc., that's a sign of weak demand or poor property condition. It also means your effective rent is lower than the rent roll shows. Red flag 5. Unfavorable landlord obligations. If the leases require the landlord to pay for extensive repairs, improvements, or services, that reduces your net operating income. Common unfavorable obligations include landlord-paid utilities, expensive tenant improvement allowances, landlord responsibility for all repairs and maintenance. Red flag 6. Tenant termination rights. If tenants have the right to terminate their leases early, that creates uncertainty in your cash flows. Early termination rights are common in commercial leases, but they should be limited and require adequate notice. Red flag 7. Below market renewal options. If tenants have renewal options at below market rents, that limits your ability to increase rents in the future. For example, if a tenant has the right to renew at a 2% annual increase, but market rents are increasing at 5% per year, you're leaving money on the table. Red flag 8. High tenant turnover. If the property has high tenant turnover, significantly above market average, that's a sign of tenant dissatisfaction, poor management, or property condition issues. High turnover is expensive and reduces your net operating income. Red flag 9. Tenants with payment issues. If multiple tenants have a history of late payments or non-payment, that's a risk. You may need to evict those tenants and find replacements. And evictions are expensive and time-consuming. Red flag 10. tenants on month-to-month leases. A high percentage of month-to-month leases increases uncertainty, although it can also create an opportunity to reset rents more quickly. Month-to-month tenants can leave at any time with minimal notice. This increases your vacancy risk. How lease analysis affects your underwriting. Lease analysis directly affects your underwriting in several ways. Experienced sponsors don't underwrite to the rent roll alone. They underwrite to the actual lease economics. 1. Effective rent versus contract rent. You need to underwrite based on effective rent, not contract rent. If tenants have concessions or free rent periods, your actual income is lower than the rent roll shows. 2. Lease rollover risk. If a large percentage of leases expire soon, you need to account for potential vacancy and re-leasing costs. Budget 4. Vacancy loss during lease-up, leasing commissions, tenant improvement allowances, make-ready costs. 3. Landlord obligations. If the leases require the landlord to pay for repairs, improvements, or services, you need to budget for those costs. These obligations reduce your net operating income. 4. Tenant quality. Strong, creditworthy tenants reduce risk. Weak tenants increase risk. If your tenant base is weak, you may need to increase your reserves or adjust your return expectations. 5. Renewal probability. If tenants are likely to renew, your cash flows are more stable. If tenants are likely to leave, you'll have higher turnover costs. Use tenant satisfaction, lease terms, and market conditions to estimate renewal probability. Estoppel certificates, the verification tool. We're going to talk more about estoppel certificates tomorrow, but I want to mention them briefly here. An estoppel certificate is a document signed by the tenant that confirms the key terms of their lease. It verifies the lease is in effect, the rent amount, the lease term, any concessions or special agreements, whether the tenant has any claims against the landlord. Estoppel certificates are critical for verifying that the lease abstracts and rent roll are accurate. Many lenders require estoppel certificates, especially in commercial transactions, although the required percentage of tenants can vary. Final thoughts. In commercial real estate, you're not just buying a building, you're buying a stream of cash flows, and those cash flows come from tenants. If you don't understand your leases and your tenants, you don't understand your investment. Review every lease abstract carefully, compare it to the rent roll, and verify it against the actual lease. Conduct thorough tenant analysis. Understand who your tenants are, how long they've been there, and whether they're likely to renew. Calculate effective rent, not just contract rent. Account for concessions, landlord obligations, and lease rollover risk. And watch for red flags. Discrepancies between documents, excessive concessions, unfavorable lease terms, and high tenant turnover are all warning signs. Remember, experienced sponsors don't underwrite to the rent roll alone. They underwrite to the actual lease economics. Tomorrow, we're talking about estoppel certificates. We'll cover what they are, why they matter, and what to do if tenants won't sign them. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.